The book Hebrews, part 38. I'm Professor Hannes Redenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. International only means that the studies is flowing into the world. International. It's no church or denomination or organization. We are a Bible study group. And everyone is functioning on his own time, in his own country, whenever it suits him or her. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or have a question, or something to share, contact us at the WhatsApp number, +27 international code, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, all small letters continuously. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. Always, always welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning. You have missed quite a bit of information. Very important that you should also subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies. There's quite a few studies and also our TikToks. Please share this link with your friends and families. For those that you care, make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, a pen and a writing pad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. May this be a wonderful opportunity and a moment just to sit and study the Word so that Yahweh through the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, can just reveal His Word and that we in our spirit can absorb the revelation Word, because this is revelation Word. The church world, the Protestant church world, was never in a position to teach us this truth, revelation truth. This comes by way of the Ruach HaKodesh. I trust that you will enjoy the study in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. We are going to continue where we left off yesterday morning, and I asked you to go and do some homework. Did you? Yes, I trust you have. Did you pick up anything specific while studying John chapter 1? Did you? I'm sure you did. That the light went on? I'm sure he did. Well, if it happened, then, or hasn't, then I'm just going to touch on a couple of things here. And so in order for us to see what the Bible says. And again, just remember, this is not church dogma. There's no church, there's no organization, denomination, or anything. This is revelation word. John 1 verse 1 reads, in the beginning was the Word. Now I want to ask you, which beginning? In the beginning was the Word. I'm going to give you a figure that you most probably never even thought of. It just came up to in my mind again now. There are 23 different beginnings in the Bible. Did you know that? I sure you didn't. There are 23 different beginnings in the Bible. Well, I'm just going to give you an example. In the beginning, when the heavens and the earth was created, that's one beginning. In the beginning, Genesis 1 verse 1, and the earth was void, and darkness was in the earth, and the Spirit of Yahweh moved upon the waters. That's another beginning. And so we can carry on. 23 different beginnings. Now it says, in the beginning was the Word. Now I want to ask, which beginning? Was that before the angels was created or spoken? Because they wasn't formed. They were spoken. The Bible says so. Hebrews 1 verse 14. You can go and read it yourself. They are messengers sent by Yahweh. They have swords of fire. so we can place them out at our houses when we go to bed at night. I always, in the four corners, I always place angels with swords of fire. If you have a business, you can put a place an angel with a sword of fire. At your car, when you drive, you can place an angel to protect us with an angel with a sword of fire. But for myself, when I pray for myself, I pray the blood of Yahushua. You with me? The blood is too precious. It's to do the blood of Yahushua is linked with human life, not material stuff. And that's why Yahweh has provided angels with swords of fire. That was placed at the entrance of the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve was driven from the Garden of Eve. There was two cherubs with swords of fire. Now a cherub is a higher rank angel. Much, much, much higher rank angels as the ones that we see in Hebrews 1 verse 14. Alright, again some interest studying material. In the beginning was the Word. When was the Word? In the beginning. Where did the Word originate from? Can you tell me? In heaven. Yes, originate in heaven, but where? First in the mind of Yahweh our Elohim. You remember when I explained to you, if you want to build a house, you have your land. You're going to put some markers or pegs, and you're going to draw some strings. And you, today the kitchen is here, tomorrow you're going to move it there. You will play around till you have everything ready. And then you will make a blueprint, a drawing. Well, this is what Yahushua was. In the beginning was the Word, even before everything was created. The Son was already in the mind of Yahweh El Elohim as the Word. The Word is a capital, W. So it's showing in time unto Yahushua. The name above every other name. Couldn't have been the name Jesus. Because the name Jesus was only created in the 16th century because there was no letter J in the Greek or in the Hebrews. In the beginning was the Word. And now I'm going to use a 1611 translation here in order to see what they say. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Now who's God? Yahweh our Elohim. Actually, they should have written the Lord God. Lord, capital L. The Lord God. It's not just God. He's too high and mighty just to be a God. He is Yahweh, our Elohim. Or Yahweh, the Elohim. Yahweh, the Almighty. Yahweh, the Creator of heaven and earth. You can title Him as you want. But His name is Yahweh. In the beginning was the Word. Word immediately is not the Bible. That's also the Word. It's like having flour in a basin, in a container. It's sealed up. You can do with it nothing. You can put the flour in a bowl with water. Still nothing will happen. You will just have, you can mix it. But the moment that you put some yeast with it, or baking powder, it's going to rise. And what will happen? It will become a bread. Well, it's leavened. You put some leaven with it and it will raise. We call it raise. It will just move up. Go twice the size. And then when you bake it, you have a proper bread. Now the Word, the Bible, is a written word. It's a document. It's a combination of letters and sentences and verses and chapters. But the moment that the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh are mixed with the Bible, the Word, then suddenly it starts to raise. It gets a form. It becomes alive. And for that you need your soul dimension. You need your body. The Ruach HaKodesh needs to infiltrate the letters, and it doesn't happen on paper. The moment that it becomes Rima word, spoken word, it just multiplies, it just grows, it just goes bigger, and now you can eat it. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, which is Yahweh, El Elohim. And the Word was God. It doesn't make sense. How can the Word be with God and the Word be God? Can you explain it? Is it possible? Well, before Yahweh gave me the revelation of what had happened in Hebrews chapter 1, there's not a way that this ever made sense to anybody in the world. To no theologian, no professor, no doctors, no pastors, no reverends, they couldn't explain this to you. How can God be the Word and the Word be God? It's impossible. But the moment that you realize that Yahweh ordained one of the angels and he exalted him, he begat him, he served him, and he gave him a name above every other name, the name Yahushua. And he said to him, I will be a father unto you, and you will be my son. You will be my son. He wasn't his son. You will be my son, and I will be a father unto you. He wasn't his father. I'm now going to be your father. I wasn't your father this morning. Now I'm your father. Now you are my son. You, the carnated word, the Rima, you becomes the Rima word. You becomes living word. It is now expanding. And then he says to this son of his, God, your God. He speaks to Yahushua as a God, your God, the Father. He addressed the Son as the Elohim, and he refers to himself as the Elohim. So then the scripture becomes understandable. Reading it now, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, with Yahweh. He became the living Word. He was an angel, he was promoted, he was exalted, and he was begat. He was made a Elohim, and now the Bible says, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Can you understand that now? The Son became the Word God. He became a God who is still the Word. The Father didn't become the Word. The Son became the Word. But he also became a God. As he is that. Read Hebrews 1, I think it's verse 6, verse 7. O God, your God. When he addressed him, Yahweh says, O God, your God has blessed thee. So he hath exalted him. He calls him a God. I'm using the word God here just for references. He becomes an Elohim because the Father is Elohim, which means God. So now, the same, when he addressed him and promoted him as an Elohim, as a God, he says, now you are the Word. You are God. The God, the Word is with God. The Word was God. The moment that he became the Word, he became an Elohim. Because the Word without an Elohim doesn't mean anything. And that's, now we understand verse 1. In the beginning. In the beginning, this happened in heaven, according to Hebrews 1, verse 1, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to, let's say to verse 12, where the Son was generated, where the Son was exalted, where the angel was served. To which of the other angels did you say, you are my Son? You are my Son. Today I've exalted thee. Not one. Alright, now we start to get to understand John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God after he had exalted him, and the Word was God. The Word became the very kind of God that the Father is. There was no difference. Eternal living. Can't die. Everlasting, all knowing. Now carry on with your study till tomorrow morning. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.